Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever loved somebody the way God loves somebody? And He loves you.
This is yours truly, Pastor C, from the Sanctuary Studio in Landover Hills, Maryland. I'd like to wish everyone a happy Sunday. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Another opportunity for us as men to get together and study the Word. Got Brother Jamal in studio with me this morning. How you doing, Brother Jamal?
I'm fine.
Well, we're going to get started, as always, with the word of prayer. Heavenly Father, in Jesus' name, that we humbly bow, God, and thank you for another privilege, another opportunity to get together and study your word. And Father, we pray that you will bless us, that we will be able to study, to show ourselves approved unto you, that we can be workmen that need not be ashamed, but rightly dividing your word of truth. Bless us, God, that we will be able to apply this word to our lives, share it with others, and as always, God, we pray that this will be done to your glory, and we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen. And as always, we are studying from the book of Proverbs, and usually we go by what the date is. So today being the 18th, we'll be studying Proverbs 18, and Brother Jamal is going to lead us in this study. Brother Jamal, take it away.
Thank you, everybody, for being on the line this morning. Show us the willingness to see God's word. Today, because it's the 18th, we'll be studying Proverbs 18. I really like this proverb. This proverb speaks life, and we're still talking about wisdom and the ones who lack it, and we're going to start with verse 11, and I had a little trouble with this, so I'm going to ask Pastor to break it down for me a little bit. It says, the wealth of the rich forfeit a city. They imagine it an unscalable wall. Pastor, I need you to break that down for me a little bit, if you could.
What they're saying is there's an attitude that the rich have, is that their money can do everything. And so when it says the wealth of the rich, their fortified city, they think that, you know, I got enough money, I don't have to worry about this. My money can buy me protection, my money can buy me security guards, my money can buy me houses, I can put a moat around my house, I can, you know, buy all the weapons in the world that I need. But you have to realize that money can't buy you health, money can't buy you salvation.
and when
we're studying this in verse 11, actually what it's saying is don't put your trust in riches. don't put your trust in man. But this is an insight into the minds of the man. One of the other things, one of the other verses, I don't want to jump ahead in, but in this it talks also about the attitude of the rich in verse 23 of it. And I'll let you get back to it. It says, the poor uses entreaty, but the rich answers roughly. In other words, the rich guy, the poor man, he's trying to be nice and trying to talk to you, you know, to get his point across. But the rich, because he's rich and he's trusting in his riches, he's going to act you all nasty. He figures because he got money or because he's privileged, he can talk to you any kind of way. And a lot of times, you see that in today's society, people who have money or wealth, they forget where they came from. They forget that money can, as fast as it comes, it can go. And, you know, they just talk to you like any other kind of way. I know some people that work, you know, in fast food restaurants, even in service industry. I work in the service industry. Mm-hmm. And, you know, just because you got a uniform on and, you know, they got a suit and tie on or something, or they might be driving a nice car, they figure that, you know, you're not anybody. And because of your a position financially, they can say and do whatever anything they want you to say to you. But that's the attitude of the rich. And there's nothing wrong with being rich and having wealth, but you have to be humble with that. And that's why it's important that as God elevates us, we have to be careful not to forget where we came from.
I like that you said that, Pastor, because, you know, even oftentimes the relationships, the female, she says she's being treated bad and all this kind of stuff, but we look at it and we see the type of men that she's attracted to. First of all, she's attracted to the man with the biggest pocket. And once you get, because, you know, women love money and they love to spend your money and everybody else's money. But so when they come across a person with the large amount of money, they often draw to it and they don't know that this person is a woman beater. They don't know that this man ain't nothing or how he got that money. She knows that she got that money. He got that money and that's what's important to her. I like what it says in what was that one? Verse 22 says, "He who finds a wife finds what is good and receives favor from the Lord." I like this verse because it speaks about when you find your wife, you find favor in the Lord. Not when you find Boom Keisha down the street. Not when you find Keisha from running away. Not when you find, you know, The girl on the corner that's laying next to nothing, little next to nothing. He said, when you find a wife, and when you find a wife, you have to go through situations in your life where it prepares you for your wife. You have to be able to align yourself with God and see what His word has to say about it to receive that favor of the woman, that the special woman He put in your life, Pastor.
Yeah, when you look at this thing, it's like a conversation with God. And when you had a conversation with God, God's like, look, I want you to find a wife. I don't want you to find, you know, a round away girl. You know, I want you to find a wife. Thing is you have to know enough word to know the woman that God is intending for you to have. And we can look at Proverbs 31 real quick. And, you know, it's right here in the Word. In Proverbs 31, verse 10, it says, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies." In other words, a virtuous woman, a godly woman, is priceless. And so when we're out there, a lot of times, you know, I'm just going to keep it real because we got men on the line. We don't think with the head, they got a brain. We think with the head, they just got nerves in. Somebody needs to say amen. If we were thinking with the head, they got brains in it, amen, instead of the head, they just got nerves in it, amen, or feeling in it, we would realize that, you know, we as men are attracted to females. And we like the curves. We like the smell and the soft and the, you know, they just, you know, can I keep it real? You know, you got eyes. And you ain't, what preacher? What you talking about? Preacher still got eyes. You know, and you know that's what we're attracted to. But everything that glitters is not gold. And go down to verse 31 and verse 11. Says the heart of her husband does safely trust her, so that he shall have no need of fools. In other words, when you find a wife, find a virtuous woman, in other words, she's going to treat you right. She's not going to disrespect you. And that's the biggest thing with men is we have in our makeup the need to be respected.
Mm.
That's our makeup.
Mm.
You can't pull that out of any man. I don't care how old you. The makeup inside of us is that we will lay down our lives, but we have inside of us that we need to be respected. And so when you have a wife, when you find a wife that's going to respect you for who you are, that's the type of woman that you should be looking for. And when you see 31 verse 12, it says she will do him good and what? No evil. How long? All the days of her life. Now, I'm talking about what? She's in it.
Right.
She's going to respect you. She's going to love you. She's going to treat you good. It's not just because, like you were talking about, Jamal, about her money, about your money. As long as you got, you know, paper, that, you know, she with you. As long as you're with you, it's bringing, as long as you keep providing her all of these things, you see what I'm saying? Then she's with you, but she's gonna do it all of her life. And those are the type of enduring relationships that God wants. But as a young person, a young man, what we have to do is we have to look at God and say, God, is this the one that's gonna be with me through thick and thin? Is this the one that's gonna respect me? Because if you find a woman that's not gonna respect you, sooner or later you will have problems. You know, God says you're the leader of your household, and you are making godly decisions, and she doesn't want to make godly decisions, you're going to have problems. And so God says, when you find that woman with the virtuous woman, she's going to do you good. And verse 13 of this Proverbs 31 says, she seeketh wool and flax and worketh willingly with her hands. In other words, she has a work ethic. That she's not just sitting around looking fresh. I know y'all like to love that the arm can. Y'all just want to look good when you pull up. You know, she got the lipstick on and she got the nice clothes on and everything. But she, you come home with your house jacked up, ain't nothing to eat. Come on, man, give it real. Clothes you have put in the laundry last week, they still there. Kids' head not cold. Come on, somebody. But she's willing to be involved and pay her role in the household. Not to say that those items are strictly for women, but she plays a role. And you know, every time you go to your bank account ain't sure because she's buying this, she's buying that. And so in verse 14, she is like the merchant ship. She brings forth her food from afar. She rises also while it is yet night and gives her meat to the household. And a portion to her handmaid, she considers a field and buys the fruits of her hands. She plants the vineyard. She girds her loins with strength and strengthens her arms. She perceives that her merchandise is good. Her candle goes out by night. This reminds me of the example of the Big Mama. I think everybody had a Big Mama in their house. Big Mama was always looking out for somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Big Mama, I don't care if it was her last and you need it. And it was for the right reason. Big Mama would go somewhere. Sometimes she would keep it in a bra. Amen.
Amen.
Somebody know what I'm talking about. Amen. And Big Mama would pull out that $10 or that $5 that you needed. But she was always looking out. And that's the type of woman that a man needs. Because a man is, but he needs a woman to understand that this man, when you respect him and treat him right, he'll go through the wall for you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But if you keep nagging him, you keep fussing, you keep disrespecting him, he's going to shut down on you.
Mm-hmm.
And when you shut down on you, communication is broken. And when communication is broken, relationship is out the window. So you have to find, when we go back to Proverbs 18, you have to find a wife that is the wife that God wants you to find. And when you find that, then you know that you have received favor from God. But if you keep doing it your way, amen, somebody.
Amen. Amen.
You keep wondering why she keep treating you like you keep wondering why all the girls you pick up, they end up doing this, they end up doing that. The answer is, you're not seeking God for the wife that he wants you to have. So you can't receive favor because you're not in the favor line. If you're in the favor line, amen, then you'll receive favor from God. But if you're over there chasing big everything, amen, everything bouncing.
Amen. Amen.
It ain't nothing going on spiritually inside of her because she can't do the thing we talked about in Proverbs 31 if she's not a spiritual woman of God. I didn't talk too much. Go ahead. I'm kicking back to you.
Amen. That's key to have the woman that God wants for you, not just what you want or who you want, the woman that God has for you, because God knows our needs and our desires more than anybody on this world. So knowing that, God is going to put that woman in your life that's going to support you, that's going to be able to lay down a suppressive fire when you're going through situations, and you are no longer running into problems and your relationship fires, arguments a lot, because you will start to recognize that it's the attack of the enemy. When God puts the woman in your life that he wants you to marry, she is going to be able to connect with you, not just emotionally, mentally, but also spiritually, which is very, very deep. It's not a lot of couples in church anymore, either the boyfriend goes here and the girlfriend goes here, or the husband goes here and the wife. That's more key to the situation. I like verse 13 because kind of funny to me, says he who answers before listening, that is his folly and his shame. You can't answer a question without even knowing it first. First of all, I've seen a lot of game shows where the people are so excited that when they first start to ask the question, they just go ahead and hit the buzzer.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, on some shows they continue reading the question, but on some shows they don't. They say to answer it as soon as you buzzer.
Yeah.
So if you're moving too fast and you don't know what's going on, you're gonna look dumbfounded. You're gonna look dumbfounded. Guess I'm asking another G.
Yeah,
that's
good.
that he told him he couldn't have, And basically, his son found a way to climb up on the counter. And when he climbed up on the counter, he fell and he busted his head. And he was like, that's us trying to get something, and God let us do it. And then when we fall, we look like, okay, that's all right, you know. And after he'll let us know that that wasn't meant for us.
Get back in that fever line, you know, because we all fall. But it's not about how he falls, about you getting back up and getting back in the line. Proverbs 24:16 says, for a just man, for the seventh time, but able to rise up again, and wicked shall fall into mischief. So it's not about the fall, because God tells us we're going to fall. And we going to fall because we're not perfect. So that's to all the folk who think they got it and think they all of that, you ain't got it yet. So we do all fall, but it's about getting back up and getting back in line. You know, we often, you know, go to certain churches where you have to get a ticket to eat, and you might have to use the bathroom, you might have to tend to something else, and so you might have to fall out of line. But when that hunger starts to build back up, you also know that you go ahead and when you get tired of the going through, and you get tired of the boom creatures and Shaniquas and the girls from around the way and on by the corner store, when you get tired of that, you know to get back in line and that favor line, so you can get that first response.
Amen. And I like what Dr. Grimes was saying about, you know, the man he needs something in his makeup. He needs let's go to Ephesians. And let's go to the fourth chapter. And we have to know our makeup. We have to know our makeup. And we have to know that, you know, if this is the way God does. You know, the woman is her makeup. She needs, that's her primary thing. The woman feels loved and she feels secure. She's the love of God. She'll be there through thick and thin. But the man, he needs to be respected. Let's go to Ephesians. And let's go to, Ephesians 5. Let's go to 5 and verse 22. And it says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husband as unto the Lord. You know, people have a big problem with that word submit, but that says respect your husband as you respect the Lord. Now, you don't have to respect him if he's acting like the devil, but if he's acting like a godly man that's going to love you and lay down his life for you, God says that's what he needs. If a man has a wife that won't submit as unto her husband as unto the Lord, you got a big problem there. If he's doing the things of God, and that's why it's important to find a godly woman, so she can recognize that you're doing the things of God. Because some of them, you could be doing the things of God, they don't even recognize it because they don't know God. As they used to say back in the early 2000s, nah, me?
Yeah,
man. Nah, me? Nah, me? Huh? I don't think they say that anymore. Nah, me? You know, you keep it in 100, and she don't even recognize that. Did you keep it in 100? She doesn't recognize that you doing what God wants you to do, because she's looking at, you know, 50-50. What 50 cents say? Mm-hmm. Just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
You know, pull it down just a little bit.
You know?
That's all she's looking for, just a little bit. But when you keep it in 100, you have to understand, your wife has to understand this Ephesians 5:22, that the makeup of her husband is that he needs to be respected. And if she can't give you that respect, you guys might as well put that thing on hold. Because it's not going to work. In verse 23 of that, it says, for the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church and is the savior of the body. In other words, God has an order, and it has to be this way for it to work right. In order for you and him to stay in favor, you have to understand this is the way it is.
the man is the head, and he needs that respect in order for him to feel secure in his home and in God, to be able to do, to wake up in the morning and understand if I'm doing the things of God, my wife, my children, everybody else gonna fall in line. And that is my desire. And when a woman understands that, she will treat him as she would treat the Lord. But if she don't know the word, buddy, she gonna cuss you out. I had brothers get cussed out in their own house, in their own home. Cuss you out, call you everything, will disrespect you right to your face. Amen.
Amen.
And then you got to deal with the flesh, because then when you, when that's like that, the flesh will ride up and be like, what? You ain't, huh? You feel what I'm saying? And that's not the way to go. But when you understand this is what she, this is what is required of you, and when you're doing it, she should treat you in a certain way. And then in verse 25, let's go to 24. Therefore, as a church is subject, oh my God, almost out of time. As a church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husband. And what? And what? And what? I know I sound like a rascal. And what?
How are you saying?
So we got to keep it 100. But she got to recognize when we keep it in 100 and respect us. That's not a popular message today. That's not a popular message with the woman. But if she knows God, she'll love that man. That man is walking upright. She'll do whatever she has to, amen, because she has a godly man, a man of God, that's going to treat her and her family a way God wants them to be. And when you have a godly man, you got an awesome thing on your side, and you will find that favor. But here's the caveat. The flip side, fellas, it says, husband of verse 25, love your wife, even at Christ offered the day of the church and did what? He died for it. So that's the flip side. If she putting out the man respect like that, you got to go 100. Whether you lay it down, wherever you lay it down, you got to put it down. For your wife. You got to be willing to lay down your life, whatever it takes, as Dr. J would say. I'm going to leave that alone. We got about 3 minutes. Dr. J.
young boys, who especially ain't had no kids yet, that's a lost generation. So
we need to get back in here and be able to sit down and talk the word of God and be able to, you know, just have a good time like we would do talking about the football game.
Amen. Amen. All right, Dr. Yeah, right. Okay. So, priceless.
Yeah,
right?
Priceless.
Right? You want to stay in the favor line, go to the word of God. Amen. Right. Let us pray. Merciful God, Father, we thank you again, God, for what our eyes have seen, our ears have heard, our hearts have felt. God, we thank you for your spirit that has showed up this morning, God. You are true to your word that you said where two or three are gathered in your name, you are in the midst. So, God, we thank you for your presence this morning. God, continue to bless us, God, that we would not just be hearers of the word, but doers of the word, God. Help us to be able, God, to stay in this favor line, God, that whatever it is that you have for us, God, we will be able to receive it. Until we get together on the next first word, we give your name honor, glory, and praise. And we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
All right, that's going to do it. Well, the first word, we'll see you next Sunday. Enjoy your worship today.